wherever you go, in which study you try, you will find another definition for this form and the essence. If you go to a painting gallery, the guy is showing you some form painted and is trying to sell you the essence. That's one kind of essence. There are others and others and others. Everybody is trying to separate these two and emphasizing on one of them. You go to some cool, let's say, party. In that cool party, they don't care. They don't have the dress code. You go to another party, they force a dress code. This we talk about form, that we talk about. Let me tell you, this form and the essence are like the story of chicken and egg. Do not fool yourself and go for this one is first or that one is first. Because when you start intellectual conversation, of course the essence is important, right? But in reality, for doing it, is the form that should be there. Your meditation should be done. Of course you should believe in meditation, talk about the best way of meditating, how you find your master or your mantra and blah blah. But in reality, doing it counts. Do not let all this intellectual game keep you busy by I'm looking in it. In my youth, there was a special time, I hope it's not yours, but looking around, we found a lot of people who were looking at it, studying it. This, oh yeah, I heard about this mysticism. It looks nice. No, I'm interested, honest to God. My grandpa was a dervish, but I'm studying it. This is studying it, looking in it. We cannot say it's bad, but don't waste your life there. This is not something to understand. Mysticism is to be the best possible of you, which is not the best possible of me. Each of us has a path to the beautification. This is what it is, this. Make yourself beautiful. And it's obvious what is beautiful. A cheater is not beautiful. An honest man is beautiful. And this beauty, we could talk about it for years, centuries. There are so many books talking about aesthetic of painting. Okay, here we talk about the experience, being, becoming. It's experimenting. So in experiment, form and the essence are hand in hand. Then, remember what I said at the beginning of this book? I said, there is this exception. If you don't have the taste, you will not get it. So develop the taste. How do you develop a taste? By reading the cookbooks, could you develop a taste? No, you will develop a lot of information. Taste requires doing it. This is the main stuff in this wisdom. Please do not forget it. Let's hear a little bit from Rumi. I don't give him Rumi enough time to talk. We are at page 978, I believe, right?
978. This form of the substance is
Adam. Yes, in my book is this accident with the substance. And both are funny, because those words are philosophic term, coined. which is form and essence. Johar and Araz are not something to be changed like that. So that's the problem we have to deal in the future with will, right?
Okay.
To so change all of this.
This
okay.
Is a combined word then,
yes.
Meaning both.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, we were talking about this earlier.
Oh, lovely.
This word.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the things that I'm looking forward to, because I believe I could learn a lot over there. At least I could learn a little bit English. Honest?
Yeah. This is produced by that, and that by this in succession. The king said, take the meaning so. Have these accidents of yours not produced any substance?
Oh, excuse me, for those people who are listening now, you were not here last week. The story is simple. There is this king who had two slaves for free, very cheap. Means you and having form and the essence at your service. When they arrived, he asked one of them, okay, who is that friend of you? Talk about him. And he said, okay, that guy is blah, 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 blah. Then he said, okay, you go to the bath and wash yourself. Call the next one. And to me, he said, okay, now you talk about the other one. He said, well, is it good? No, the other one called you some names. What happening over there? So he's preaching these two slaves to talk about each other. Form explaining the essence, essence explaining the form. And when he asked the second one talked about this and that and that and that, and I exaggerated a little bit, king said, ha ha ha, no, wait a minute. I doubt what you say. So here we say, okay, now you talk about the form and the essence and going from this and that and that. Do you have something tangible as a result or not? This is that argument we are listening to in the story. And we know he's going on to explain the relation of form and the essence. Yes, please.
Wisdom, replied the slave, has kept it concealed in order that this world of good and evil may be a mystery. Because if the forms of thought were to become manifest, infidel and believer would speak naught but praise. Then were this clearly seen, O king, not hidden, and were the mark of religion or infidelity on the forehead, how would there be idol and idolater in this world? How would anyone have the stomach to mock?
You see, this happened. In the argument, he arrived at the point that this was settled, that the form and the essence are like chicken and egg. They follow each other, and in the process something is made. King said, oh, wait a minute. If it is so from the good deeds, something good should come out, and bad stuff should disappear. What is this? Doesn't make sense. The guy started to say, oh, no. First of all, the beauty is hidden. The truth is hidden. Remember? Hidden treasure. I was the hidden treasure and all that. So I said, everything is hidden. That's the trick. If there was no trick, means if the face will show what's in it, if the package will show the content, if my body language will say who I am, then everything will stop, right? First of all, do you remember that animal hunt was all about pretending, cheating, blah, blah, blah? If the form is honest when it talks about the essence, so the bad people, their bad quality will show in their face, right? Then what? Then we all try not to think negative, to think positive, to look positive, to look alike. Where is that freedom of choice and everything that we're talking about? It's like that. There is difference. We said, okay, The beauty jumped out, everything is beautiful here. Then what? Where is the ugliness? Ugliness is in the opposite side of that coin. Because if there is no ugly, there is no beauty. There is this difference, and there is this difference between form and the essence. Because essence does not necessarily show in the form. When you look at the pretty face, what do you see? Beautiful form. But can that person be nasty? Of course. If not, what would have happened? That's another universe which is impossible. In that universe, there is no difference if you're a believer or non-believer, if you're good or bad. That's not this universe. That reality doesn't exist. Yes?
Then this world of ours would be the resurrection. Who commits sin and wrong at the resurrection? The king said, God has veiled the retribution of evil, but from the vulgar, not from his own elect.
Ah, here it is. What happened? You volunteered to say, what happened? He was narrating in a story, we don't know a lot. He started to talk, the guy said that, okay, the form and the essence are related. King said, oh, bring me one example. He said, no, let's make it clear that it's not obvious. The form doesn't show the essence. It doesn't look like that. Because God has hidden the consequences of the action. That's why some of us will believe that we do bad stuff, but nothing bad happened to me and all that. God said, King starts to say, I don't accept that. Yes, the outcome is not clear, right? To the people, but there are exceptions. There are these exceptional people I know. They could see the essence through form. What do you say about that? What happened here?
Well, that was the question I was asking. And it's funny how the next line jumped to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because isn't there an eye of the heart in some people that can see the essence?
Hold it. Do you remember I started from the book one and beginning of this and all that? I repeated one word, which is the major one, which was repeated in first paragraph and again and again, and I made her repeat it. Do you remember?
Wisdom.
Exception.
Yeah.
The guy talked about the rule of form and essence not showing each other. King brought in the exception. He said, what about the exceptional people? What do you say about that? Means in this field, even if you find some rules, we have some exceptions. Let's hear the exception. Yep. King said, look at me, I make that exception. When I want to do something, of course I don't let these ministers to know it. But a couple of them I call and I let them know it. There is always exception. Yes?
If I entrap one emir, I keep it hidden from the other, from the emirs, not from the vizier. God then has shown to me the retribution of work, the myriads of the forms of actions. Give a sign, for I know all. The cloud does not veil the moon from me.
He said, yes, you know, all the argument you were talking about, you could bring that argument to any assembly. Here, I am the king. I know the hidden one. Now what do you say? Bring me something, because I'm not that guy that the cloud will cover the moon. Talk to me differently. Yes?
The slave said, then what is the object of my speaking, since thou knowest what is that which has been?
Are you listening? What happened? Interesting, right? In this story, what happened? let's say,